Although we are never finished growing in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, seemingly always under construction and repair, there is a level of maturity and establishing in the grace of God that puts our feet down firm in the path. Paul, as he was writing to the Thessalonians, was very concerned that these brand new Christians be established in the walk of faith and was very worried about them. And as he wrote to them and admonished them that they had a great beginning, but they needed to grow in the Lord Jesus Christ, they needed to be established in the way of Christ, he breaks out in a prayer right in the middle of his letter. I can imagine the amanuensis or the scribe who is recording his words and writing them down as he dictates sort of looks up as Paul changes his tone and changes the tense of the language into a prayer tense, and he utters this prayer. It's found in 1 Thessalonians, the 3rd chapter, and the 11th verse. Now God himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another, and toward all men, even as we do toward you, to the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all of his saints. You see, Paul knew that they would be established as the Lord increased love in their hearts to the point of overflowing the love of God and the love of others. And he said, the reason God is going to cause this love to increase and abound in you is that he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, so that we can be made into a holy people. And that's what establishes us in this grace of God. It keeps us firm and straight, loving God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and our neighbor as ourselves. Let's pray. Oh, Father, I pray that you would establish my heart in love, that I may have all-consuming love toward you and a sincere love toward others, that you may establish my heart in holiness, and I shall be without blame before you when I see you in your glory someday. In Jesus' name, amen.